think people understand just how close we are to going home. We are living in the last seconds of the last days. We are watching the two major components of the tribulation. We are watching them be set up. The one world system, the mark of the beast. They have already been preparing people for that. We are watching that. We have been watching that. We are also now watching Ezekiel 38 prophecy get set up. The war against Israel, that's happening. That is about to happen in our lifetime. And we are watching it unfold. We are living in the last seconds, ladies and gentlemen, of the last days. And it is our job as Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ, it is our job to share the gospel of Jesus. Because those that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, your friends and family, my friends and family who don't know Jesus, will not go to heaven with us, and that is not okay. It is our job to share the truth, and it does not matter what they think about us.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. Want to just have a quick conversation this weekend. As we head into the election, we are going to see some huge, huge volatility in the markets. So I want to talk about what I think is going to happen, how to prepare, some things that are indicators that the media is not telling you about. And more importantly, how you can protect your retirement during these massive, massive amount of just the signs. The signs are there. And we are not fighting a financial electoral college battle, scandemic with election fraud that is already happening. That is little stuff. I'm talking big picture stuff. I'm talking about like what the word of God says, that we suffer not from flesh and blood, but rulers of darkness. And we're going to see some of those fangs in the next few days here as this election comes out. Because the election is not going to fix anything. If Kamala gets in, it's going to be a crap show. If Trump gets in, it's going to be a crap show. Like, Trump is not our savior, guys. Yes, he has my vote. Yes, I support him. Yes, I understand that he's probably vaccinated himself. Maybe he's not. But, you know, he is about Trump. And we have to understand, guys, like all these people, they're just in it to fulfill their season in life. And I don't think it aligns with what you and I want to do. Yes, we share the same values. Yes, he's promoting the Christian agenda. But we also have to be careful because he is partnered with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk does want to brain chip you. Elon Musk wants to bring transhuman agenda, basically a half human, half robot. And that's where we're headed into. I've showed you in my last podcast, I showed you the University of Exeter has a white paper out explaining how this process works. And the last bullet point says, the basic bullet points are, and I'm paraphrasing here, that it's going to help live longer. It's going to provide for universal high income. It's going to level out the playing field. It's going to give us less dependency on pharmacies, on pharmaceuticals. It's going to give us higher knowledge. And the last bullet point they said is going to be ordained by God. Like, they're trying to play God. And we have Trump partnering with Elon. Look, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm anti-politician. Like, anyone in the government is not for us, guys, period. At the end of the day, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that will save us. We understand without a doubt that he is coming. That horn will sound. Are you going to be prepared? So that's my conversation today is that, yeah, I think my prediction, I think Trump's going to win. I think he gets in. From a economical standpoint, like, he has the better plan. He's been tried, true. And he's a businessman. He knows exactly what our country needs. He's going to kick these BRICS right in the freaking ads. Like, these BRICS are creating so much momentum that they need a good old boy American ass kicking. And because the dollar is the strongest currency. It's not the BRICS. It's still the dollar. It is so It is so implemented in the fundamental currency of the whole world that they can't even extract it. They can only compete against it. So the whole banking system is based on a US dollar, guys. And I understand the quantitative financial system. I understand that we're very passionate about gold. We're very passionate about, you know, this financial reset. But why hasn't it happened right now? Now's the time to do the financial reset. Why hasn't it happened? Why is the dollar keep on rising? We're going to look at the dollar, as a matter of fact. Let me write that down because you guys know I don't take notes. I don't have a scripted podcast. I don't want to do that. I'm here in North Carolina because I have to sing at my parents' wedding today, actually. I'm recording this Saturday morning, November 2nd. But we need to let some things air out because there's a lot of there's a lot of emotions going on right now and not facts. So I want to bring you the quantitative facts. I want to bring you everything that's on my chest and what we need to look out for. Because the moment we start getting emotional about our money, emotional about our votes, emotional about everything, that's where we start to be weak. The amygdala is a small almond-shaped part of your brain, a very, very smart part of your brain. And it plays a huge role in the processing of emotions and linking them to other brain functions. It's primarily responsible for emotional responses, fear, anxiety, and rage. It helps identify potential threats and trigger appropriate reactions such as fight or flight response. So if we're constantly triggered, we make irrational decisions. This is why road rage, I'm in Florida, as you guys know, road rage is a big thing. The amygdala basically helps the frontal cortex to cut it off and dispose of any rational thinking. This is why when someone cuts you off, you want to get your gun and shoot them because you have a frontal cortex that processes that and says, you know what? Maybe that's not a smart thing to do. Or someone that has been hijacked and the amygdala function is really not there. They make irrational decisions. This is why we will see riots. This is why the left gets triggered and they start crying. You remember the lady, why? No. And they start getting triggered. Yeah, they don't even care because they don't have that part of their brain. And that's why they're a liberal in the first place, because who the hell wants to chop off and mutilate little boys' penises and call them a girl? And that's what all this stems from. It's the lack of masculinity. It's the lack of being a man, the lack of showing up as a father figure, as a priesthood of your home, as a responsible man, how we were brought up in the 80s and 90s. And somewhere along the line, when the cell phones came out and this metrosexual agenda started coming out, this is where we lost it all. I saw a meme the other day. Everything went to shit as soon as they replaced Marlboro Reds for Waterberry Honeysuckle electronic vapes. I just thought that was hilarious. And there's a lot of truth to that. So, look, guys, I just wanted to say that I think Trump is going to win. I follow some predictive markets that scan all types of scenarios. And I really trust these guys at Polymarket because this is what they do. And not just election, but they do games, they do laws, they do anything that has like a market or a prediction. These guys, they use a lot of different AI tools to basically predict things. This is what they do. And Polymarket has it at 59-40 for Trump. And this is very, very similar to, looks like Trump. I mean, the votes have already been in, like half the people already voted early voting. So we're going to see a huge, huge battle. Now, come election day, November 5th, don't be surprised if the shenanigans come back again and there is a glitch. Don't be surprised if there's a 3 a.m. deal. Don't be surprised if there's a huge distraction and they all of a sudden have ballots everywhere. Don't be surprised they released the Diddy Epstein list and And, you know, people are so focused on that, they forget about the voter fraud. This is the classic, classic false flag distraction. We will see it, man. We will see it. Get your guns ready. Pray up on your Bible. Be in one with the Lord. It is coming, guys. And look, I don't trust this Elon Musk thing. I'm more scared about Elon Musk than anything else. At least we know Kamala's stupid. We know that she's a sellout. We understand that. But we don't know too much about Elon Musk and his agenda. The only thing I know is that the guy wants to brain chip everybody. So I am voting for Trump, but I'm not too happy about this. I'm not too happy about his agenda. And just because I'm voting for Trump doesn't mean I want Elon Musk transhuman augmentation agenda. That is another fight we're going to have to do if Trump does get in, is that we're going to have to preserve the human race. As crazy as it sounds, we're going to have to preserve a human race. AI is taking over, and they want you to reproduce. Like our sperm wants to be, they're going to somehow create a hybrid of a robot and a human. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, that is where this is headed to, man. This whole AI takeover. I mean, I already told you, you can already have sex with dolls, and even like, even the body fluids can be fabricated in a way where it feels like the real thing. It's really, really crazy, man. So we have some crazy things going on. But you know, I don't even care. I don't even care, because at the end of the day, my people are fine. We have a plan. At the end of the day, I have a plan. And my plan is to help America, our God-fearing patriots, not invest in this garbage. Protect America. Only do business with America First companies. I also want to share something else here. Sorry, I got a little tangent on the Elon Musk and the human trans augmentation. Transhuman. So one thing is kind of sad, man, is I love, if you've been following me for a long time, I'm always taking my family out to restaurants. My wife doesn't cook as much as she used to, and it's just easier with a family of four. But dude, they're closing Cracker Barrel. They're closing a lot of them down, including Tijuana Flats. I don't really eat at Tijuana Flats, but Cracker Barrel, they're closing 12 restaurants. We already know Red Lobster filed Chapter 11. They probably will reorganize. I think their endless shrimp promotion, I don't know if that came back or not, but I'm sure that bankrupted them. Rubio's Coastal Grill, I think they do like fish tacos. Yep, so we had Cracker Barrel. We understand that one. Applebee's, that one hits hard because after my late hockey games, I like to get their wings. About another 35 more locations will be shut down in 2024, including IHOP. Fridays hasn't been good for a while, and they're closing over 36 underperforming restaurants. Denny's, I never even go there, but they're closing over 57 restaurants. Boston Market has been gone in my local area for a few years now, so this is not a shocker. Mod Pizza, I don't even think I have one. I think that's more of a West Coast deal or up north deal. PDQ, they weren't really popular here in Tampa, but they are in some major airports, and they're closing, 8 restaurants of around North and South Carolina, where I'm from, where I'm currently at right now, for the moment, for my parents' wedding. Outback, yes. Outback has completely dropped the ball on all their menus. 41 underperforming locations. Hardee's, Carl's Burger, Carl's Jr., if you're familiar with that, they're closing. Oh man, how many are closing here? 5 different ones, probably, and more to come. Tijuana Flats, they filed Chapter 11. So look, we are seeing more and more restaurants go down. We're seeing bank failures last year, restaurants down. the cost of goods are going up. They are going to print so much money that our dollar could be gone. I mean, that is true. Hyperinflation is a real conversation right now. We don't feel it. You think this is bad now, but if Kamala does get in, I guarantee you, you will not be able to afford, you will not be able to afford a loaf of bread. You will not be able to afford just milk. It would be crazy. It would be like $4,000. Like the hyperinflation would be of Zimbabwe. And the Fed can only print so much, where the inflation will continue to rise. And we've seen it now. We've seen the weird, abysmal effects of when they lower interest rates, rates are still going up. So it's not even enough. There is no hard or soft landing, guys. Like, it's here. This recession is here. They're trying to just AI us out. They're trying to artificially assimilate the economy. I mean, there's so much stuff like commercial real estate, the restaurants, the banks, consumer spending, personal saving rates are down. This is a huge, huge component. And it's not just, hey, I need to buy gold and silver, because they can manipulate that too. This is why I have Green Money Solutions. So if you go to greenmoneysolutions.com, it's a new website. It is a strategy part of the America First Retirement Plan. GreenMoneySolutions.com is going to teach you how to protect your money utilizing non-stock market fixed products. And this is where we have a bulk of our clients at, because we don't care if Kamala gets stolen in or Trump has a hidden agenda and he's not to be 100% trusted. Whatever you believe, Green Money Solutions could be the key for your retirement, where we can protect your money, that we have bank failures. The banks, man, like they only have 0.74% of your money on file, like on reserves. So you mean to tell me if I take 100 grand, put it in the bank, you only have 0.74% of your money. So $740 to cover the 100 grand that's in your bank. I would rather have a company that has my money dollar for dollar in every different state. A-rated carrier, B-plus is around 85 and a half to 93 and a half cents. Great, great, both scenarios. Better than 0.74. Have your money guaranteed in a bucket that's principal, that can never lose, that always compounds. That is going to be Green Money Solutions. Oh, and if the dollar crashes, guess what? Since we have insurance on our money, the definition of insurance is replace my money equal or greater value. So if I have a blown hurricane that blew through, Milton came back out of the dead, or pre-manufactured Milton came back and Helene, and it blows the roof off my home, my insurance company is going to cover that roof for equal or greater value. My car, my home, my cell phone, all these things. And so what we need to do going to this election is have this protection, because Lord knows what's going to happen. I can't tell you. I can say I think Trump's going to win based on the predictable markets I'm seeing. I think that if he gets in, then yeah, we push the Band-Aid, because this is the agenda, the socialist, disgusting agenda. They want to transform us. They want a social credit score us. They want to limit us. They want to bring the immigrants in here to steal the election. Like, the Democrats will get us there faster. But the Republicans are sheep too. They believe in one man and that nothing can go wrong. And we hold our conservative values and we'll hold the line and cue this and cue that. Don't be the sheep. Don't be that person. At the end of the day, it's about your brother next door. It is about the Constitution. It is about your God-given right that the framers gave you, not to be financially inoculated, not to be inoculated by this vaccine that has DNA-altering garbage in it. And they're in our face right now with the chip. They're in our face right now with the transhuman agenda. Like, that is legit right now. This is what they want to do. So Elon Musk continues to do this robot thing, this push for robot. He wants to lower the cost of the robots. Everybody has it. I'm not liking it, man. I'm not liking it. So if Trump gets in, he's bringing in Elon Musk with this robot agenda. If Kamala gets in, we are going to have no dollar. We will lose everything. We will lose everything. Her economic plan is disgusting. Makes no freaking sense. And she's been trying to sound like Trump. All of a sudden, she wants to be a border patrol guru. All of a sudden, there's no taxes on tips. All of a sudden, she is promoting guns. She's losing, guys. And it's sad. It's sad because there's really no one for us. And that's okay, because I rest my hope in Jesus Christ. Christ is Lord. He is ultimate. He is the ultimate governor. And so when we put our faith in his hands, we don't have to worry about the politics. We just need to take care of our own. We need to man the hell up, take care of our own, be ready financially, physically, spiritually. And I can help you on the financial side. I'm very passionate and very good at what I do. And so if you want help, please reach out. 813-448-3446. You can go to CortezWM.com, GreenMoneySolutions.com. Check it out. I hope Mike was able to get it squared away. Talks about the safe money side. Vault your money up, guys. All I can say is put it in a vault. Guarantee it. Have the index do its thing. We got indices that make money off of inflation. We got indices that make money off of AI. We got indices that make money when the stock market goes down. We got indices that go up if the S&P 500 goes up. And they can shift from left to right, right to left in any situation. And it's that simple. We don't have to buy gold and silver and hope that the dollar crashes. Like, why do you want to blow up? Like, why do you want your ship to go down? It doesn't make sense. You're going to die anyway. Like, protect your family's legacy. Invest in things that align with your values. And if Kamala gets in, we make money off of that idiot. If Trump gets in, we make money off of that guy. If he has some crazy agenda, we still make money off of it. And then when we die, we can give it to our wife, our kids, multiply. Be smart. Be a steward. We need to prepare for both scenarios. I think Trump's going to get in. I really do. But there are signs. We've lost so much jobs. 110,000 jobs were supposed to be expected. And this idiotic administration freaking lost it all from August to September, the jobs reports. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos decides to sell $3 billion, y'all. $3 billion of Amazon. We have bank closures last year. Restaurants closing down. Inflation hasn't gotten any better. They say it has, but you go to the pump, it's still $3.50 a gallon. If you're diesel, you're still paying close to $4 a gallon. The inflation threat is serious. The volatility index is rising as we speak right now. The volatility index is rising tremendously. I'm going to pull some charts up real quick. All right, guys. So here we are. For those of you that are fans of gold, and for those of you that say, oh, the dollar's going to crash, for those of you that believe that hype and can't even pull up a chart, I need for you to listen up. Now, everything on this podcast is for information and education purposes only. I'm not giving investment advice, but I'm just giving logical advice. I'm actually just pointing out the facts so you could see that you might be a sheep if you've never pulled up the U.S. dollar chart. I'm just saying, if you believe these people, I'll just go ahead and say it. If you believe these idiots at Gold Co. Saying, oh, yeah, the dollar's going to crash. Tell them to pull up the chart. Tell them to pull up the chart, and then you want to see it. And then you can call my office, and we can have a conversation. So look, anyone that has told you the dollar's crashing, the dollar's this, the dollar's that, tell them to pull up the charts. tell them to basically tell me exactly what you're saying with the charts behind it. Don't just believe their word for it because you have a political bias. The biases is what gets you in the ringer. The biases is what Wall Street wants you to have so they can put a dagger in you and manipulate you and pull a carpet underneath you. This is how they operate. They want you to be emotional. They want you to say, oh yeah, the conservatives, they believe if Kamala gets in, the dollar's going to crash. What is happening right now? Did the dollar crash when Joe Biden got in? Well, let's look. You remember Joe Biden was supposed to crash the dollar? You guys remember that? It actually shot up. It shot up like crazy. So he got in. He got in and look what happened. The dollar went up. Everything that we believed, the dollar's going to crash, dollar's going to crash. It just shot up, guys, like crazy. And then it went in consolidation mode in 23. And here we are. I got a death cross right now on the US dollar. It is going to go down. I got a death cross in July, and it's been going down since. But, hold your britches. Come November, look what they're doing, y'all. It is, boom, it's placed to legit pose itself for another pump in the dollar. So I got a blue cross here. The momentum is actually shifting up. So we're seeing a dollar rise. So this is going to bring the cost of gold down. We have a high volatility of 21. Holy smokes. Anything over 18 is going to equivocate as volatility. So we're going to see a stock market go down because VIX is rising. And then we have a dollar going up. And we're going right into an election. We're going right into election. Now, there's two trains of thought here. Could they legit crash the markets knowing that Trump is going to win and make him have the worst presidency ever? Like, just set him up in a bad spot? Or do they say, let's crash the markets and let's be on a decision? Because if Kamala gets in, we'll continue to pursue the agenda of pumping up the stock market and rigging everything so that she looks good and Bidenomics is tried and true. Like, there's two ways you can try to do this. Either way, you need to be prepared. Either way, I still stand strong. I think Trump is going to win or be instilled, whatever you believe. And I really think they're going to crash the market on his watch to make all the conservatives look bad. All capitalism look bad. They're going to just put the ringer on him like they did in COVID. Guys, this is such a huge thing that Jeff Bezos sold $3 billion to Amazon. It's actually pretty disturbing. And we'll look at Amazon right now. So if we look at my scanner, it is going up. It's going up. But what does he see right now? What does he know right now that causes him to sell $3 billion of shares of Amazon? It's at 190. That's the question. That's the actual question. So I'll keep that on my purple list. I will keep that on my purple list. Let me show you something real quick, guys. So what's interesting is that TMF, our yields, if you guys remember, the yields are, the rates are actually going down. But what's happening is they can't print fast enough. They can't cut the interest rates down fast enough for the market to pop back up. And what's happening is the AIs of the world, the Magnificent Sevens, are taking off. Stock market's going up. And they're running out of treasuries. And it's bringing the cost of the bonds down. But as interest rates rise, this is supposed to, I'm sorry, if interest rates drop, the bond prices will rise. And so when the stock market does bad, this thing does very well. So a lot of people flight, they make a flight to back to treasuries. So here's what's going to happen. They're literally going from bonds to equities. When the volatility index is up, which is up right now to 2187, they're going to go back into bonds, a lowering interest rate naturally pulls up those prices of bonds. So this thing is going to have a bear market rally is what we call it. So I got a death cross here. It could go to 42. Now, if you're in TMF and you bought those 100 call options, I still think you're in an amazing spot because this bad boy is at an all-time low. It is about to hit an all-time low. Maybe it goes to its previous level at 45. Let me pan out here. I mean, yeah, it could go even lower. It could go, it doesn't matter how low it goes. It's still eventually going to pop up. And once it does, you are going to see some of the biggest trades in history. I'm talking about like 08 style trades, because this thing is all the way up to $450. And if it goes past 100, which I think it will, and you bought a 100 call option, you are going to be sitting very, very, very pretty. Again, I don't recommend you buy this if you have money to lose. The 100 call January 2026 option, the bad thing is about options is that if it doesn't go to over 100, you literally lose every single dollar if you don't sell out before January 26th. So it's not a guarantee. This is not investment advice. This is something that you have to call us on so we can have a personal conversation on it. And if you're a client, then give us a call and we'll see if this is the right strategy for you. There are a lot of cool things that we can talk about, but for those of you that listen to me, I'm always scanning the markets. I'm always finding weaknesses in the markets that we can take advantage of so that you can be profitable no matter if Kamala or Trump gets in. I don't honestly care when it comes to financial markets who gets in, because we're going to make money either way. We just need volatility, and we are getting volatility, my friend. We are definitely getting volatility. Speaking of which, if you don't know which way to go, man, you could look at the VIXY. So you can't buy the volatility index, but you could buy an ETF that tracks the volatility. And the VIXY is pretty cool because all it does, it makes money when the volatility goes up. And so right now we got all green, red cloud is diminishing. We're starting to see a green cloud. And this puppy, like, I can't even show you how high this thing went, man. So if crap hits the fan, you will start to see this bad boy just take off. Let me pan this out so I can go a little faster. I'm on my laptop, guys, so bear with me. So this thing back in, it looked like Bitcoin back in 2013 hit 35,000. So right now it's at 1280. Maybe it goes to 1,000. Maybe it goes to 500. It doesn't matter. Like, this is huge here, man. So probably some January calls on this one, because I think the stock market is going, I think Trump's going to win, and I think the stock market is going to collapse. That's my take, y'all. That's my take. I don't know how any other better to put it, but this is going to surge. The VIXY is going to surge. TMF is going to surge. And you know what? If I'm wrong, I'll own it. I'll own it. That's why I say this is not investment advice. This is just for education purposes only. But if I'm wrong, I'll own it. And if you want to stop following me, I totally get it. But I'm not perfect. This is what I'm thinking. I have been right on a lot of my calls. Been doing this for 20 years now, and I've seen a lot of stuff. So I want to say that be smart. do not get suckered in into your own political beliefs when it comes to your money. Your spiritual, legislative, like voting, all that, yes, get emotional, do all that. But when it comes to your money, you got to be extremely careful. Extremely careful, because they will just continue to wax you up. Wall Street does not care about your emotions. They actually make bets based on how you would think and the traps, especially when it comes to commodities, especially like the gold and the silvers of the world and some certain stocks. So I know many of you don't like to hear that message, but we want to help you. We want to help you. All you got to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446, or simply go to CortezWM.com, book an appointment with us. Let's have a conversation. Let's just see if it's a good fit. And if you do, if it is, I'll send you a book, my America First Retirement Planning book. I'll send it to you. No problem. If you're a client and you want a book, not a problem. Just email me. Now, you can email me at CortezWM.com. If you have any questions, for those of you that I have emailed me, bear with me, guys. I'm just getting back from hurricanes, running for our lives for 2 weeks. And I am backed up pretty bad with applications and client calls and client appointments. So I'm about 2 weeks behind. So if you have a chance, if you want to book an appointment with us, I can do appointments, but anything after that, I'm still catching up. So I want to help you. Just bear with me. Just be patient here. Luke 11:2, he said to him, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us for our sins, for we also fight everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. This is our daily prayer. Wanted to say that verse because I think we forget. I know I do. Sometimes we just get caught up in traveling. I'm here at my parents' wedding, 50th anniversary. I'm singing. We get caught up in a lot of different things. We get caught up in quotas and businesses and little leagues and hockey and church and grocery shopping and bills. And do we have enough money to cover the mortgage? All these things, relationships. We forget to just stop. To stop and say, God, give us our daily bread. Give us more of you. You know, recently I was at a coach's academy with Rise of Kings. And we had an exercise where we had to go in nature and just ask God two questions. First one was, what do you want me to know? And the second one was, why am I here? And just sit in peace for like 45 minutes in nature. And I couldn't find anything. I was looking at the trees and yes, the branches and dead branches. And I saw a flower. I saw a cute little purple flower. I said, wow, this is it. It caught my eye. And I picked it up. It was a fake flower. Somebody had dropped like a floral arrangement. And then I walked down even further and I saw a yellow flower. Like it was like a canary just hanging out in the woods. Of course, it was a fake paper flower. And I said, screw it. I'm going to go walk to the water. There was a pond there. Saw these ducks. These ducks were so cute. They weren't bothering anybody. They were just there. And they were just standing near the water. And they were just comfortable being a duck. They were comfortable just being flocked together. None of them were complaining. None of them were fighting. They were just there sitting in peace. And a duck. And they know where to fly. They know where they're going to go eat. They know just to be a duck. And I found so much peace just looking at them. And how many times we worry about our careers, or we worry to provide for our family. We worry about, are we good enough? Are we worried about just everyday life? And at that time, it was the Holy Spirit talking to me, saying, just be a duck. Don't you think that you, as my child, you're worth more than a duck. Don't you think that I will provide for you? I'll protect you. I'll give you all that you need, just enough. And it hit me. It hit me. As I've been podcasting for 3 years, we want to look at views. We want to look at shows. We want to get partners. We want to do this. We want to create networks. And we want to create a financial company. And I had all these goals, and I still do. Want to learn to trade. Want to learn to do this. Want to do that. Be a hockey player. You know, sing in church. Be a father. Be a husband. Like all these things. And God just told me, be still. Be still. I will provide for you. I will nurture you. You are worth more than a duck to me. And that really spoke to me, guys. I don't know if that speaks to you, but there's this video of these ducks. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to us. And pray that my parents' 50th renewal goes well. And I'll record my song and send it to you. Anyways, love you guys. I'm out of here. God bless.